A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Nun Beis, Kesubas 52a, pagination is 103. Three lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. The discussion of our Gemara relates to the Mishnah that said that a husband has a personal obligation to redeem his wife based on Chiyuvei Ksuba, the obligation that Chazal placed on him. And the Gemara is going to consider the case where the captors are demanding an excessive ransom. So we know that normally, as is outlined in Halacha as well, Siman Resh Nun Beis Sif Dalid in Yoredeya, Ein Po Dema Shivuyim Yosem Mikdei Demeya Mepnei Tikun Ha'olam. We don't redeem captives for more than the fair value. The dynamic of ransoms, we don't do more than that, mepnei tikun ha'olam, because it could affect the world. The way these things happen, it would end up encouraging kidnappings, it would end up encouraging the kidnappers to come up with very high ransoms, and therefore we do not do excessive ransom. This, by the way, is one of the challenging questions that's discussed regarding redeeming soldiers in the IDF. One of the very painful questions is that sometimes Israel is willing to let 1,000 terrorists go free in order to have one soldier, for example, returned to Israel, and some people argued that that's excessive ransom. To be fair, a strong point of logic over here that's being used is that Israel has the policy that they do not abandon their soldiers, we do not abandon civilians, we don't abandon people. And that concept plays itself out both in the battlefield and in negotiations. Again, the argument, we don't do these things, yosa mikdei de mayhem, how do you apply that to real-life situations? The question that our Gemara is going to address is what happens regarding this obligation of Ksuba to redeem one's wife if Chas V'Shalom, this woman, gets captured, what happens if they are demanding excessive ransom? So the Gemara tells us, Nishbeis, if she got captured, V'yomavakshu mimeno adasara bidomeo, and they're demanding up to 10 times her value, pa'am rishona poda, the first time you would redeem her. It's an obligation on the husband. Mikan ve'eloch, beyond the first time, ratza poda, ratza ena poda. We can't force the husband to redeem her at excessive amounts. Rashi says the words, delotakinu barabonon elachad pidyon. Chazal, in their takana of Ksuba, only instituted this obligation once. But if he did it already, and God forbid it happened again, it becomes a communal responsibility. It's not specifically resting on the husband. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, according to the Tanna Kamma, at least the first redemption would have been done even 10 times her value. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues, Ein podim es hashivuyim yoser al kedei demeyem epnei tikun ha'olam. He invokes the standard rule. We do not redeem captives more than their value because of the impact that it could have on this type of situation. Again, it would encourage the kidnappers and encourage them to demand high ransoms. So we have a machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a very dramatic machlokes as to how far the concept of Pidyon Shavuyim goes regarding one's wife. And in Evan or Ezer, Simon Ayin Ches, Sif Beis, we find that both opinions are codified, one by the Mechaber and one by the Ramah. The Mechaber writes, Ein Mechayven es Habal Liftos es Ishto Yoser Al Domeha. We do not obligate the husband to pay more for his wife than the fair value. Ela Kemoshi Shavik Ishar HaShavuyos. We only obligate the way would be done for other captives. Keep in mind that part of this is tikkun ha'olam, is that you're damaging the next guy, and it's not so simple to override the status quo, if you will, of this terrible type of situation. That's the ruling of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and that's the way the Mechaber paskins. The Ramah, however, argues and says, V'yesh omrim, de'ishto kigufo, woman has the same status as he himself. And just as we have a rule that a person himself is allowed to go against this tikkun ha'olam and redeem himself for excessive ransom, so the same thing is going to be true regarding the Takanas Chazal, that he is obligated to redeem his wife. The responsibility rests on his shoulders. It's not initially considered a communal responsibility. It's initially considered his responsibility, and therefore it's viewed as ishto kigufo, just like he would ransom himself for more than the value. So he's going to ransom his wife for more than her fair value. V'yachol liftosa b'chol asher lo, and he's going to be obligated to redeem her for whatever it takes. And that's the way we would paskin. The Beis Shmuel introduces a fascinating question. He wonders, what would happen if both the husband and the wife, God forbid, were both captives? So the halacha in Yoredeya, in the laws of Pidyon Shavuyim, Reish Nun Beis, Sif Yud, im ish v'ishto shavuyim, if it's husband and wife, ishto kodemeslo, the wife gets ransomed free first. She gets priority. Afilu omed v'tzoveach, even if he's screaming, don't redeem, we don't listen to him, and we redeem her. So the Beis Shmuel wonders if you would actually put together these two rulings, what happens if they're asking excessive ransom for the woman and normal ransom for the man? How far do you take this rule that the woman would be ransomed first? And again, perhaps in such a case, the ruling that the woman is entitled both to be first, and the other ruling that she's entitled to excessive ransom, might be mitigated by the ruling of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Mechaber, even though we normally paskin by like the Ramah. But if you have a very dramatic case that they're asking excessive for her, and he could redeem himself at regular and then continue to negotiate for her ransom to be more reasonable, perhaps we would consider it. Again, the Beis Shmuel raises the question and points out that if you put the two rulings together, the ruling is going to be very simple, that she's going to get excessive ransom and we're going to just have to deal with him afterwards. Another interesting question raised by the Pischei Tshuva in Evan or Ezer Ayin Ches is, what happens if she is at fault in some way for the situation that she finds herself in? A case that's mentioned is Shekuntza Genevos, that she likes to get a bargain, and therefore she was buying stolen goods. And now she got herself into trouble, and whoever it is, it's the authorities, it's bad people, but they want her to be ransomed before they return her, but it was to a certain extent her fault. What happens if it's more direct? that she actually was stealing. Is the husband still going to be responsible in such cases where on some level she brought it upon herself? Similarly, the question is mentioned in the Pischei Tshuva, Im ochla bepshiasa devarim hamazikim leta'avasa achacholsa. Regarding medical bills that are also the husband's responsibility, what happens if she became sick because she was eating improperly, in a negligent way? She was eating things that damage her, but she wanted them. She had a taiva for them. So, again, is that responsibility going to remain in the Takanas Chazal of Ksuba, that no matter what, he has to redeem her, no matter what, he has to provide medical treatment? Or at some point, is there a limitation, and is the husband allowed to question as to how she got into this predicament? Hashem should protect us from any such tragedies, and we invoke the blessing of this time of year, Benissin Nigalu Uvenissin Asidin Ligoil. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.